The readings this week focus on healing, gratitude, and praising the Lord for the blessings received. The story of Nahum embodies all three: healing, gratitude, and praising God. Nahum was not an Israelite, but he was a Syrian army general renowned for his military service, including campaigns against Israel. He was loyal to his king, Ben-Hadad II, and worshiped the god Ramman. Eventually, Nahum contracted leprosy. His wife's maid, a young girl that he had captured in a raid on Israel, informed Nahum's wife about a prophet, Elisha, in Israel who could cure leprosy. His wife told Nahum, and he journeyed to Israel and sought Elisha. Nahum arrived at Elisha's home with a great entourage and pomp and much dignity, but Elisha didn't go out to meet him. Instead, he sent a servant out to tell Nahum to wash 7 times in the River Jordan, and he would be clean. Nahum was insulted. He expected Elisha to come out in person and perform a dramatic ritual or a miracle. He was angry, and he decided to quickly return back to Syria. But his servants persuaded him to follow the prophet's instructions. So Nahum reluctantly plunged into the Jordan and washed. And that's where our reading begins this evening. Nahum then, as we heard, was converted by his healing, and he devotes himself entirely and solely to the Lord, the God of Israel. Elisha refused to accept a gift from Nahum because he said, "It was not me, but God who healed him." So why would Nahum request 2 mule loads of earth? That sort of struck me in the reading here this evening. Well, the reason was he wanted the dirt to take back to Syria so he could build an altar on top of that for sacrifices to the Lord of Israel. It was common belief back in those days when the nation's gods were to be worshipped, they could only be worshipped on the native soil. Are we sometimes like Nahum before he was converted? Our ego gets in the way of something God wills for us. We know we should do something good that God would want us to do, but we just can't bring ourselves to do that. Or maybe we get angry because our elitist expectations haven't been met. In the gospel, as Jesus met this small group of lepers at the entrance of a town, they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Seeing their suffering, Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priest. As they were going, they noticed that, like Nahum, they had been cured. So they did what Jesus had told them to do, except for one, a Samaritan. As he was walking along, he experienced something more than a cure. Forgetting about the priest, he went back to Jesus. In fact, he ran back to Jesus, and he glorified God and thanked Jesus profusely. Then Jesus asked about the others. 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Well, we might guess that maybe they were too busy celebrating. They were too eager to get on with their lives, or maybe they simply lacked faith to see the significance of what happened and how it had happened. Are we sometimes like the 9 lepers? We get too busy and engrossed in less important things. We fail to recognize God's abundant blessings for us and to us, and we forget to offer gratitude. The Samaritan returned to Jesus because he saw more in the blessing than just a simple return to a clear complexion. He realized he had experienced the grace and mercy of God. God with him. God taking on his burden. He saw much more than the others around him, and that led him to burst with praise and joy and gratitude. Are we sometimes like the Samaritan? We see more than the blessing we received. We see God's love and mercy working in our lives. And in those times of blessing, we turn to God and we offer our thanks and our praise. In the second letter to Timothy, reference is made to Paul, who is in prison. Paul advises Timothy to be grateful to God, even though he suffers the dangers associated with spreading the word of God. He emphasizes to Timothy, God will always be faithful to his people. But the first words in the scripture reading we heard tonight to Timothy were, "Remember Jesus Christ." That was to help Timothy and others ministering to the Gentiles to deepen their knowledge of and their faith in Jesus. It wasn't necessarily needed to recall a historical event or moment in Jesus' life, but in their remembering, they were to ask to remember where and in whom they met Jesus Christ. We too are asked that very question. Where have we encountered Jesus today? In the events, the blessings, the people that we may have met. The final words in today's passage from the letter to Timothy are thought to be from an ancient hymn at that time. It points out, despite our turning away from Christ, denying him, he will remain faithful. The Lord does not force his presence on anyone, but is always ready to welcome them back into the fold. He does not change, for he cannot deny himself. These comforting words were seen as encouragement for the disciples who were undergoing strife and persecution. We this evening can also be comforted by knowing that Christ is with us. He cannot deny himself. But like Nahum and the 10th leper, he wants us to open our eyes and our hearts to recognize God's actions and graces in our lives. So as we prepare for and begin the liturgy of the Eucharist here in just a few minutes, the Eucharist, the liturgy of thanksgiving, let us offer our gratitude for our blessings and bring our burdens also to the altar and place them right on top in the middle. We can also place our questions and needs on the altar. In what area of my life do I need healing? What do I need to do to follow God's will more closely in my life? How do I respond to God's blessings? Help me to offer my gratitude to God and to neighbor. Does my life reflect the same fidelity and devotion as the 10th leper? May we hear Jesus telling us, as he did the Samaritan leper, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith, your relationship with me has served you and saved you and made you well."